We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
7:45, Stephen Town. Again, one more time, congratulations to Joni, who has won the Secret Sound this morning. Free ticket Friday. We get a pair of tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra coming up in December. Also, a couple of Papa John's pizzas. So I'll be listening for the Secret Sound Friday mornings here with Steve and Ted. Now, three big things.
Three.
New York billionaire Michael Bloomberg thinking about running for president.
Two.
Three detention officers injured in two separate inmate attacks at the Sedgwick County Jail.
One.
Suspect arrested after 15-year-old shot and killed while walking near McAdams Park in Northeast Wichita. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Another stalled out vehicle on Kellogg, this one in a similar area, this one westbound on Kellogg at Grove. We also have a stalled out vehicle eastbound on Kellogg at I-135. Watch for slow traffic right there on Kellogg. Traffic update 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Sunny today with a high of 48 degrees. It'll be clear and cool tonight for football. Overnight low was going to be 33, so if you're heading out for one of those many football games, high school football games around the area, you're going to have to bundle up. Maybe take that thermos of coffee or hot chocolate with you. Tonight's low 33. Then Saturday, how about this? Saturday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow, we're up to 70 degrees. That's right, 70 degrees for a high tomorrow. Now, partly cloudy. Southeast wind at 6 miles per hour and 20 degrees. 20 degrees right now. But tomorrow afternoon, we're going to hit 70. 7:47 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We've got the Steve and Ted poll question today from our webpage, knssradio.com. Have you ever written in a candidate on an election ballot? Here locally in the mayoral race this week, 18% of the, they got 18% write-ins on that, so that was a pretty high percentage. Have you ever done that? Yes, 44%. No, 56%. I don't know. What do you think, Ted? Is that accurate? I guess it is. It's what the poll says. I've never have written anybody's name in, never thought about it. Have you?
I believe I did once.
Did you really?
In my life.
All right.
But not very often.
Okay. Well, we've got a new question today. You know, Thanksgiving is coming up. I've been in the Thanksgiving mood since about, what, September?
Yeah, you started talking about turkey like on October 30th.
Oh, yeah.
Like, wow.
Yeah, I'm in there. Thanksgiving dinner this year. Traditional turkey or some other main dish? I think we know where this will wind up. But it's
where is this going to hit? 90-10?
Some 90-10-10, something like that. I don't know.
You think it'll be closer?
Well, here's the list, okay? Pork, brisket or other beef entree. You got ham. You got tofurkey. That's a plant-based alternative, tofurkey. Yeah, we're going to have that. Or you've got turkey. There's a choice.
85-15 is my guess.
Okay.
But we'll see. We'll see where it ends up.
All right. You can take the poll, the Steve and Ted poll question, on our webpage, knssradio.com. We have a lot of fun with that. Ted, you know, every dad will tell you that there are people who try to, you know, they try to fix it. They vote more than once. But
you know, the turkey's great, but if I'm being honest, I'm there for the sides and the pies.
Well, you know,
if mom came up on Thanksgiving and said, you know what, we don't have turkey this year, but we have everything else, I'd be fine.
Oh, you got the green bean casserole, the dressing.
All the sides and the pies.
Yeah,
mashed potatoes.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
That's what's going on.
All right. Clothing retailer Gap's stock fell 1% Thursday as news broke that CEO Art Peck will leave the company.
Another historic day here on Wall Street. The Dow and the S&P notching another record close. The Nasdaq just missing by barely a point. Trade optimism fueling the rally as the Chinese Commerce Ministry says both sides have agreed to roll back December tariffs in phases. Dow closing up 182. The S&P up 8. The Nasdaq up 24. It was a risk-on day with investors exiting gold and treasury safe havens and betting big on stocks. Some Dow components hitting all-time highs, Apple, Walmart, JP Morgan, and tech titans Apple and Google. We're not out of earnings season yet. We heard from Disney after the bell, a double beat on earnings and revenue, and the stock soaring after hours. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Consumer borrowing rose in September at a modest pace as Ted went out there with his credit cards and went crazy, led by higher student and auto loans.
Yeah.
Though a category that mostly includes credit cards fell for the second straight month. So, not so much credit cards. Federal Reserve says consumer borrowing increased 2.8% to $4.15 trillion. That's a lot of money.
Yeesh.
751, Steve and Ted. The Business Journal is recognizing excellence again. Editor Bill Roy with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, shining a light on innovation in Wichita. The Wichita Business Journal and American State Bank getting ready to hand out the 2019 Innovation Awards. Seven individuals and 23 organizations and companies are being recognized for their work to innovate new products, new processes, and new projects for Wichita. While the awards luncheon is scheduled for Thursday at the Hyatt, the profiles of all 30 honorees are available in the weekly edition and online at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. The 2019 Innovation Awards mark the fifth year of recognizing innovation in Wichita. 113 others have been recognized in the program. This week, we offer a chance to get to know better the person chosen to lead Wichita Festivals, Inc. Ty Tabing is a Wichita native. He's had a 20-year career in economic development and city revitalization. Tabing replaces Mary Beth Jarvis. She's moved on to a position at the E2E Accelerator. Tabing starts his new job November 20th. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Got a chance to talk with Mr. Tabing yesterday. We did an interview, and interesting. He apparently, if some of those 20 years, he was overseas working in on some big projects overseas.
Yeah.
Kind of an international guy there, right?
Right.
What did you find out? Anything good? Oh, you're not going to tell me now, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's had a lot of experience, especially with city revitalization,
yeah.
Working
yeah.
to... And so maybe that'll help out as well. I mean, his first obligation, obviously, is to make Wichita Festivals the best it can be. But
well,
it's nice to have that hand in there.
He actually did some riverbank development type stuff. I think he said Singapore or someplace. You know,
yeah.
Someplace like that. So,
Singapore's hugely growing over the last 20 years, that's for sure.
How about that? All right, it's 7:52, and this is, National Parents as Teachers Day.
Hmm.
Not talking about homeschooling here. This is just encouraging parent-teacher organizations and parents to join forces to support children in their educational goals.
Good.
Yeah, I guess you don't have to join the PTA or the PTO, whatever it is, but
right.
Just to, you know, parents, our first teachers are our parents, right?
Right.
Hopefully.
Parents taught me how to tie my shoes, okay? My dad taught me the difference between a right cross and an uppercut. Mom taught me how to make my bed, and then I stopped doing it when I was about seven.
There you go.
How are you? Were you a good bed maker, Ted?
Nope.
No,
that's not my strength.
Me either. Just pull the blankets up and make sure there's nothing under there, right? So,
yeah.
But we do get valuable lessons from our parents as we're growing up. I got to tell you, when it comes to my kids, the teaching I did was not, you know, it was more life stuff. I didn't help them much on their homework. I said, that's for you to do. How about you? Did you have to help your girls at all in homework?
I did. I helped them as much as I could. And then once they got to third, fourth grade, then it was
No kidding.
That's serious, isn't it?
Oh, my grandchildren, they'll be over there working on their homework. And, Papa, look at this. And I said, whoa, okay. Whatever it is, I can't understand any of it. So it's like.
I think the best thing we can do as parents being teachers, read to your
mm-hmm.
kids.
If you've got them reading, that's the key. That's the
yep.
key. That was astute of you. Well, so what are you doing this weekend? Have you got K-State football going on? What's
K-State
happening?
K-State football, watching that, and Gretchen's going up to Kansas City, so I'm going to batch it there at the ranch and
yeah, so
get some things done there.
So microwave dinners and, right? Yeah.
Chips and dip, and maybe some cocktail weenies.
Going to be like the odd couple
nice.
Over there. You know, they're going to have he's going to have a big poker party. Going to have all these buddies in for a big poker party. They're going to drink beer.
Bet.
And right. Of course, Ted, you and I will not be involved. Okay. Listen, thank you, sir, for your time. We'll check with you again here in just a few minutes, 7:55, Steve and Ted. And stay with us, Steve and Ted, in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Now, we've got the latest on the impeachment inquiry. Ted has sports coming up, right, Ted?
Yeah, we're about 20 minutes out from our weekly chat on Friday mornings with Mitch Holtis. We get the Chiefs preview from the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs in 20 minutes.
Plus, you've got entertainment news coming up with the Blur, right, sir?
Yeah, and we got a massive actor birthday today we need to get to. So, among other things, entertainment news in the Blur at 8:35.
And, of course, traffic and weekend weather all in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.